Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business News Afternoon Report for Friday, the 12th of April, 2024. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, the S&P ASX 200 closed down 0.3% today to 7,788 points, meaning the benchmark was pretty flat for the week. Today, utilities and tech stocks did best, while consumer companies did worst. Among the large caps, BHP fell more than 1%, while Fortescue Metals Group and Rio Tinto also lost ground. Commonwealth Bank, National Australia Bank and ANZ all went backwards, while Westpac was flat. James Hardie's Industries had another bad day, as did the energy groups Woodside and Santos. Telstra also finished down more than 1%. Some of the better performers were WiseTech Global and CSL. The Star Entertainment lost 8% after saying it lost money during the March quarter, while a Domino's presentation day in Brisbane wasn't well received by investors. Its share price fell 7% today. Gold Group Regis Resources was best on the day, up 7%. Story number two, online fashion retailer Setire has released surprisingly strong third quarter sales growth, though its share price did end the day lower. The luxury e-commerce retailer said sales for the March quarter were up 88% on a year ago, and the number of active customers has increased to 644,000. Setire also confirmed that its launch in China will happen before the end of the financial year. Setire has been under attack about whether it is complying with its sales tax obligations in the United States, following an investigation by the Financial Review into whether Setire was paying full duties. Shares in Setire have slid 30% since early March. That's when that report came out. Story number three, higher dividends for building group Boral should be enough to allow Kerry Stokes and his Seven Group to buy out minority interests in the company after independent directors backed a $1.9 billion offer. Seven Group made the initial offer, which was rejected by independent directors, but today both sides announced that Boral will pay a fully franked dividend of 26 cents a share on April 6. Seven will then pay a one-off dividend of 30 cents a share once the deal is done, providing extra incentive for Boral shareholders to accept the cash and scrip offer. Seven Group already owns 78.8% of the company, and the latest dividend play has convinced Boral's Independent Bid Response Committee to recommend the offer. Independent expert Grant Samuel, which has come under fire for its valuation, said the new deal was reasonable. Looks like Seven will soon fully own Boral. Story number four, a West Australian former reporter now working for the United Nations Children's Fund is lucky to be alive after being shot at in Gaza. Tess Ingram, who worked for the Australian Financial Review and the Sydney Morning Herald before moving to New York to work for the United Nations a couple of years ago, was in a UNICEF vehicle waiting to enter the north of Gaza when it was hit by live ammunition. The three UNICEF and UNRWA cars were in a convoy on a coordinated mission to deliver fuel to water wells in the north and life-saving nutrition and medical supplies to Carmel Adwan Hospital, according to a report in Nine Media. They left Rafah after some delays, got to a checkpoint, was waiting to be received. Gunfire broke out and it hit the car. Fortunately, Ms. Ingram wasn't injured. And story number five, the guessing game around US interest rates continues, with two Federal Reserve members saying overnight that it might take more time to gain the confidence to begin cutting rates. That's after Wednesday night's higher-than-expected CPI reading in the world's biggest economy. New York Fed President John Williams said there's no clear need to adjust monetary policy in the very near term. Gold's also worth a mention, having hit a fresh high this morning of US$2,395.48. Gold's being buoyed by concerns about tensions in the Middle East. The Aussie dollar heads into the weekend trading at a little bit over 65 US cents. That's it for the afternoon report for Friday, the 12th of April, 2024. Michael Thompson, Adam Lang and I will be back tomorrow morning with a weekend edition of Fear and Greed Business News. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.